And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo. A recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels has left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. Stefan Dujarric, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spokesperson, said Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. A U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement in a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. Kenyan government says it have plans to close two main refugee camps, a move that could impact 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless and said it would put thousands of innocent people at risk. Kenya's government agrees there is a risk and says it's forced to act because of a security challenge imposed by Somalia's Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Sadiq Khan of the Labour Party.